You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now,
hey,
your
what's
host,
up, Fuzzos?
Reiner.
Great to finally see you again. I know it's been a long time coming after an exceedingly stressful year, but you made it to 2021, and so have we. With the return of What's the Fuzz, we want to cement our commitment to having conversations you don't normally hear in the furry community from folks you might not know about. We want to talk about anti-blackness and colorism, about poverty and discrimination, what environmental racism or medical racism is, and how it can affect our lives. We're also going to be discussing the coronavirus and how it affected people based on 2020, because it's absolutely devastated the BIPOC communities in particular, and it cannot be overlooked. Thank you so much for sticking with us, and I hope we can continue to keep pushing the envelope. And a big thanks to Vega, someone who's been supporting us on Ko-fi and on Twitter. We're currently working on a Patreon, which to start with will offer uncut episodes at their full lengths when available. That is to say, they would be uncut 2-hour long episodes, sometimes 3 hours long. Our conversations get a little bit long sometimes. They'll also decide who to choose from polls. I'll pick the guest, but you guys can decide on who to get posted first. And new episodes released a week earlier than the public release. I'll keep y'all updated when it's finally ready for the public release. Anyway, tonight I'm sitting down with Azoff, an exceptional black artist making strides with the ongoing webcomic Revenant. Be sure to check it out after the interview, guys. The world that he's built is super unique and the art is absolutely beautiful. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Azoff. I can't wait to get to know more about you and your project. But first, I'd like to throw out an icebreaker question, if that's all right with you.
Okay.
All right, so what was the most bizarre thing anyone has ever said to you about something you've drawn?
A few of those. Oh, no. A lot of them are not the most appropriate thing.
Oh, gosh. What could have possibly been said?
You know, you're just drawing a cute thing and then somebody comes in all...
No, they're trying to loot it?
Yeah.
No, why would they do that?
Or I'm drawing a character and they're doing something really mundane and they make it sexual and you're like, whoa.
Like making a sandwich or something?
Yeah, like, I can't remember anything off the top of my head. I would have to look, you know, short-term memory and all, but, you know.
I feel you there. I feel you. So let's say a character is just, like, sitting down on the couch and they pick up the remote and they, like, change the channel on the TV. And someone comments, damn, I wish they fucking stuck their remote up my ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty that about much. In the ballpark you were thinking?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Now we get into the actual question. So, to get started, I think our listeners would like to know a little bit more about you. So, okay. Where you're from, how old you are, and if you don't mind, your sexuality and gender identity, if you're comfortable with it.
So, my name's Azoff. I'm from Michigan, like the Battle Creek, Detroit area. Mm-hmm. But I live primarily in Arizona. I've moved around a lot, but I consider Arizona to be my home. I just turned 22 a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Happy black. Birthday. I'm a mixture of black, Muskogee, Puerto Rican, some other stuff.
Ooh.
I'm trans. I identify as male. I'm kind of in the non-binary area, but not entirely sure yet.
Gotcha. It's just a process, right?
Yeah. I'm asexual, demisexual, homoromantic.
Hmm. You're a pretty interesting person. You're like a mixing pot of all these different ideas, eh?
Yeah. Really niche. Really specific.
I like that about you. So is being an artist your main focus right now, or do you have to make time for it alongside other occupations?
Being an artist is like all I do right now. I usually work from home, but kind of in a position where I can't yet. So I just do art until, you know, things line up again.
What do you hope to achieve in the long run regarding your artwork?
I would love to be in a position where I could make income through like Patreon or something, you know, where mm-hmm. I'm creating work that I mesh with entirely, and it's just the people that like what I do supporting me.
Oh, that sounds really nice. Do you ever hope to release like physical merchandise, maybe see your comic books on a bookshelf in...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess Borders closed now, so it doesn't really count. Yeah. Barnes & Noble, I guess.
I've been trying to work on merchandise, but, you know, mm-hmm. just designing it, I'll sit down to design something and then lose interest in, or get distracted. Budgeting and figuring out how much things cost is a little intimidating, having the inventory, deciding if I'm mentally stable enough, do the whole shipping label thing, or should I go through somebody else, or just wait until I'm in a better position. Same with publishing. True.
Yeah, it can be a little daunting because there's so many options out there, and then it's like time management and management in general, and there's different materials, and yeah, it's a lot going into it.
You're giving money to a company that turns out isn't that great, because, you know, you ask other people, they just say, go to AliExpress, and you're like, well, who on AliExpress? Am I just supposed to throw money at somebody and hope they're good?
Oh, man. That is, like, the worst fear that we have is, like, BIPOC or queer people, like, just having to... deal with going through someone that has not enacted in such favorable ways to us, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's easier to brush that thing off than sometimes it's not.
So it's more just waiting for things to line up on my end to where I'm like comfortable enough to invest in stock and merchandise, because it's something I definitely want to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely the smarter move on your part. Good luck with it.
Thanks.
What was the most memorable interaction you've had with someone who is a fan of your work?
I would say a couple weeks ago, or a week ago. I'm bad with time. I was doing kind of like a scavenger hunt in my community Discord, where I was giving them hints to a future plot revelation, and telling them what to look for in posts that were already updated, like on Webtoon. And mm-hmm. the fact that people were talking about how much they loved the story and that they would stay until the end and beyond the end was really heartwarming for me. Because I never expected to, you know, have a story that would mean something to people.
And what brought you to the furry fandom in the first place?
I've been drawing animals since I was really little, like kindergartner. I didn't start drawing people until like a few years ago. My first ever fursona, as they call it, was a dinosaur. So I was obsessed with Jurassic Park and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
So how long have you been part of it altogether?
I considered myself one when I was like 13. I'm 22 now. But you know, I've been always drawing animals. I just like saw that there was a community around it, and I was like, oh, I'm not the only one. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm one of these. So
you're just basically born furry.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Chill, you know?
I always joke and say, like, I'm not a furry because my character is a human, but it's like, might as well.
Is it really a human, though? I mean... I just like to think that you're a snack-sized dragon, you know?
Yeah.
You're like a... pocket-sized.
the one everybody thinks is a kobold, but isn't.
So what exactly is your main OC, and how do you feel that you express yourself through them?
So my main character is named Azoth, like me, but he mm-hmm. wasn't supposed to be my main character originally. I've cycled through tons of different fursonas and personas because, I don't know, I just struggled with being attached to them. I would think I had it, then came up with a new idea and just went with it. And, you know, I was only diagnosed with ADHD like a year ago. So at the time, I had no idea that I was just struggling with, you know, the whole satisfaction commitment thing that happens when you have ADHD. So mm-hmm. I made Azoth back in like 2013, 2014. He was just a side character, but I ended up really enjoying him, like writing him, his design. He was low-key based off of the way I looked back then. Later, I just decided to bring him back to the front and decided to try him on, and he's been my main character since, basically. He's a Jakota, which roughly in their language means hidden, divines hidden dragon, which he is a dragon with the ability to shapeshift. That's like his main deal. And he's the main character of my webcomic that's, you know, all about that.